Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Mariah in Tacoma is. Mariah, are you there?
I am. Let's go, guys.
Oh, nice to hear from you this morning, Mariah. I'm ready for you to beat Migs. So, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
If you're playing along at home, Mariah has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready, Freddy.
Mustang, Thoroughbred, and Arabian are all breeds of what animal?
Horse.
Correct. The man in the yellow hat was the best friend and caretaker of what character?
Curious George.
Correct. What leaf appears on the Canadian flag?
Canadian geese.
What leaf?
Oh, leaf. Ooh, gosh, pass.
Better Call Saul was a spinoff of what series?
Pass.
Which part of the digestive system is the most acidic?
The stomach.
Yes. Which of the Great Lakes is the largest lake found completely within the United States?
The Great Lake of America?
No.
Michigan Lake?
Yes, yes. What sport does Bryson DeChambeau play?
Pass.
A Tiny Tim is a variety of what fruit?
Tomato?
Yes. No. What early 90s year did Guns N' Roses release the Spaghetti Incident?
'70s?
No. We got you down for 5 this morning, Mariah.
That's all right.
It is absolutely all right. Steve?
Yes?
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready?
Yes! 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 Yes!
Okay. Mustang, Thoroughbred, and Arabian are all breeds of what animal?
Goggles. No, horse.
Yes. The man in the yellow hat was the best friend.
Curious George,
yes.
Baby.
What leaf appears on the Canadian flag?
Maple leaf.
Correct. Better Call Saul was a spinoff of what series?
Breaking Bad.
You know it. Which part
I
of the
Breaking Benjamin.
Which part of the digestive system is the most acidic?
The stomach?
Yes. Which of the Great Lakes is the largest lake found completely within the United States?
Lake Erie?
No.
The Great Lake?
No.
Lake Oswego?
No. What sport does Bryson DeChambeau play?
Brian or Bryson, I have no idea. Tennis?
No.
Golf?
Yes. A Tiny Tim is a variety of what fruit?
A Tiny Tim?
Yeah.
A tomato?
Yes. What early 90s year did Guns N' Roses release the Spaghetti Incident?
1991.
No.
92.
No.
93.
Yes. What holiday marks the midpoint of winter in the United States?
winter, Thanksgiving.
No.
Christmas.
No. Steve, you got Hanukkah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. And Kwanzaa. That is a win. 8-5. Sorry, Mariah.
Let's go.
All right.
But right now I'm at 390. The quest for 400 wins gets more and more real, boys and girls. I am 10 wins away.
Are you going to play a song for us?
Yes. Thank you for the reminder. No. I'm here to please. I was just excited about I'm 10 wins away from 400, Taryn.
Mariah did guess correctly that the largest lake found completely within the United States is Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan.
And the holiday that marks the midpoint of winter in the United States, it's Groundhog Day on February 2nd.
Oh. Yeah,
there you go, Steve. Close. Nice job. You're 10 wins away now. You should be very proud of that.
I didn't know that. Thanks.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so thankful for your generosity this time of year, Rockaholics, as we bring coats for kids to the Rockaholics. And we want to see you step it up and help us. $25 equals one brand new winter jacket.
Well, earlier we said, hey, we're getting closer and closer to $20,000 raise. We just need $200, a little bit more, like around $200. And thanks to the generosity of Mark Gamble, he is providing coats for not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, eight people, eight kids in need. He donated $200.
You're pretty good at math.
I know, I am. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mark Gamble, you rock.
You can go to KISW.com to make your donation. It seems like the year is slipping away so fast, Steve Miggs. Mm-hmm. We only have a couple weeks left of our fantasy football league.
Then what the hell are we supposed to do with the rest of our lives?
I have no idea. But we've got someone in to talk all things fantasy football with us, and that would be the commissioner of our league, Mr. Mike Falk from the men's room.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
Mike.
We are getting down to the wire here. We have just a couple weeks left before we get started with the playoffs.
Ooh.
Of our fantasy football league
who's,
over here.
So who's in first place right now?
It's a modest little team. That's a, you know, they're pretty good. They've been on a bit of a hot streak, but it's us.
So it's Thrill Son.
We're first place there. The Hungry Wolf Pack still has second place with an 8-6 record. Daily Migs on a tear. You guys have brought it back. You're in third place at 6-8. So I believe you can still gain some ground here.
Does everybody make the playoffs?
Yes, everybody.
Dude, we are totally going to make the playoffs.
Like a participation trophy.
Who cares? As long as we can get into the playoffs, which it sounds like we will.
Yeah.
As long as we keep doing what we're doing. Once the playoffs happen, it's a whole new season.
Thanks, Coach Danny.
Danny, you're killing it, man. We're almost 500.
I mean, we're something.
You're something.
We're here.
Yeah.
We're doing better than Eric Powers.
So. Yeah. Here's the drama for the week here, kids.
Uh-oh.
Is I believe this is the last week before we go into the actual playoffs.
Oh, crap. So we can't finish the season 500. Mm.
Yes, you can because you're 6-8. Well, no, you can't finish the season 500.
But if
bad.
We lose,
that was wrong.
We'll be 6-9.
Would be nice.
We got to lose, guys. We got to lose.
Well, good news, Steve. We're projected to.
Who are we playing?
The Hungry Wolf Pack, right, Mike?
Yeah, the Morning Wolf Pack.
Gabe.
Good work. Gabe. But you guys can knock them down to an 8-7. Well, you guys would be 7-8, so you can't take second place from here on out. You guys are stuck in at least third.
If we lose, can we still stay in third?
Yes. Eric Powers is 3-11, so yes.
Whoa.
The fact that he has three wins is mind-boggling because he's put absolutely no effort into this.
I mean, that's the only team we're better than, guys. That's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
I don't think he even put effort into the draft. I think he auto-drafted, and I think he signed up and then just let it fly.
Honestly, it's been about 4 or 5 weeks since I've seen him here at the station. Is he still even working here?
We should do a wellness check on Eric.
Make sure
he's okay.
I usually see him in the urinals.
Talking on the phone with somebody.
Yes.
So the men's room did take the top slot last week with 154. We did beat you guys 154-118. Oh. You got the highest points in a loss, though. So
thanks,
take that
Mike.
Win.
There's only one other team that lost, and I'm assuming it was Eric Powers. How many points did Eric Powers get?
Eric got 115.
That's amazing. He almost beat us out in points.
Wow.
And he has put no effort into this, Danny.
But good news. I see that somebody has hit the waiver wire, and Daily Migs has claimed a new player off of waivers.
Did we get Philip Rivers?
Have sent wide receiver Bourne off to pasture. Rivers. My God, he's playing again.
Yes.
What is happening?
He's going to be here in Seattle.
This weekend.
So is Thrill's brother, by the way.
Wait,
Are you kidding me?
We have Adrian Hill calling that
He's
game.
He's back from injury.
He is back from injury.
Wait, didn't he hurt his Achilles or what did he hurt?
His calf. It was a high calf strain last I heard. So he spent the last couple days, he's been walking around forgetting that he has injured himself. So he should be in full power, ready to rock and roll for this week as he takes on Seattle.
Rumor has it he's the backup quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, right?
But Danny, who was it that you guys picked up off of waivers? Do you remember?
Rashid Shaheed.
Nice, baby.
New wide receiver there for Daily Migs to go and take on the Wolfpack.
Well, the funny thing is we were actually projected to win this coming week. But then I had Patrick Mahomes in, and I also had Travis Kelce in. They were both terrible last week, guys. Awesome. So I put Sam Darnold back in.
Yes.
I put Rashid back in.
Let's
we are taking
go.
It. I don't care what the projections say.
Well, let's check with our coach, not Danny, but Mike McDonald.
Bro, I really don't care.
Doesn't care. Well, why should we care? Is that Eric Powers or is that Mike McDonald?
I really don't care.
The good news is that neither of us picked well as far as our quarterbacks. We both left points on the board because we picked, the Super Bowl quarterbacks. You guys had Patrick Mahomes. We had Jalen Hurts, who at one point had two turnovers in one play.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Phillip Rivers, how are you feeling about this?
About Phillip Rivers?
Yes.
I don't want to say confident. But it's like the man's 44 and a grandfather.
I know. But people just seem to have like this, well, what if? He still looks good. And he did a press conference.
Right.
And I mean, he looks like he's in shape. But I mean, anyone can look in shape. It doesn't mean you can still play football. But somebody did ask him like about his family. Are they concerned for him? And here's what Phillip Rivers had to say about like the fact that like he's going back into football 5 years removed. He's, of course, got a family of like a billion.
Right.
And he has a wife. And this is what he had to say.
I think, like all of us, even me, I mean, you're a little scared, a little nervous. I mean, all the above, all the any adjective you can throw in there that's a synonym with those. But excited, excited. I mean, I think, my wife's been my biggest fan the whole time I've played, and she's nervous about the physical aspect of it, as you would expect any wife to.
At this point, I'd be like, if I'm his wife, I'm holding a picture of Leonard Williams. I'm like, no.
Right. It's not going to happen. Joe Flacco went out there and he had a little bit of a tear earlier this season, and he's been kind of still in the talks. Phillip Rivers has been out for so long, and it's like, how did this come down the line? Did they call him? Did he call up and say, hey, if you guys need a quarterback, let me know? Like,
apparently him and the coach have, like, they stay in contact, and like that's the same offense that he ran when he played with the Colts.
Oh, my gosh.
And apparently, this is the best part, this is the same offense that he runs for his high school football team that Phillip Rivers coaches. So, I mean, he's definitely ready to play.
Steve Migs, do you have any idea how the high school team is doing?
That's a great question.
Is it working?
Is their quarterback good enough to be the quarterback for the Colts?
Dear God. I think he's staying in the pocket the entire game. I don't think he's making any kind of a breakout.
I think it's a game of hot potato, and he just throws that ball to was it Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
So he's a running back.
Yes, he just hands the ball to him every time.
Give it to him every time. Just go.
We actually have audio of the moment that he told his wife that he's going back and playing football again after 5 years of being retired.
Have you read the papers? Do you know what everybody says? It's suicide. You've seen him. You know how strong he is. You can't win.
Okay, that was Rocky IV, but I think it applies.
If he beats us, does he get to do it? I did it. Yo, Adrian, I did it.
Oh, God. Mr. Commissioner, Mike Hawk, thank you so much for coming in and talking fantasy football with us.
Hey, yo, let's finish the season strong, y'all.
He is a gilf.
Gilf?
Excuse me?
The Daily Mix Show.
Grandpa, I'd like to football with?
Yes!
All right, yeah.
Nailed it! Could you name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we have the hookup on Lamb of God tickets for March 31st at WAMU Theater. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week we have tickets to give away to Lamb of God at WAMU Theater on March 31st. Say good morning to our contestant, who is Nathan in Seattle. What's up, Nathan?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to spin the wheel and see if you get to play with Steve Miggs or myself.
Find out who Nathan's going to be working with. Will it be T-Dog? Will it be yours truly? Nathan, it's you and me. Let's win those tickets.
Steve, let's do it.
All right, Nathan, here is your clip.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we're walking in the right direction because you heard it.
Is there a number yes. in the band name?
It's the number after two.
Okay, is it 3 Days Grace?
Yes, not Three Doors Down. Which is
and it's about not liking someone?
You know it.
Is it the full thing? I hate everything about you?
Nailed it.
Yeah.
And Nathan, you said it with such confidence.
He barely needed you, Steve. Barely. He just wanted a little positive reinforcement.
I was just Flavor Flav. I was just there to hype him up.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Is that why you're wearing a clock today?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
All right, Nathan, we are one down. We have one to go, and that means Steve Miggs, this is your clip.
Myself,
Darren doesn't know it.
You don't know Papa wrote Scars.
Oh, that's what that one's called. I'm glad you got that one.
Nathan, congratulations.
Scars remind me. Oh. Or something. I don't know the lyrics. I know the premise.
You know what? You knew enough
to... I keep trying to call in and win these, and I keep being behind because I'm listening like on the stream at work. But I finally set an alarm that compensated for the delay, and I got in.
Nice, Nathan. Congratulations. You're going to see Lamb of God at WAMU Theater.
Yeah, thank you.
And that was the song that got a little bit of a backlash. That was like there when Kiss went disco. Some people felt that was when Papa Roach went full pop.
A little soft.
Which then when I listen back to it, it doesn't feel all that. I mean, it's poppy, but it doesn't feel like... Okay, it's kind of poppy. It's kind of like their disco. But I freaking love this song, and I love this band.
Congratulations to Nathan. Another one going to see Lamb of God. That's going to be a great show. Very loud. Randy Blythe jumps higher than David Lee Roth, hand to God.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
You get an old tape measure and prove that.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK. We will be checking in with the Rockaholics next. This morning, we've had some texts and calls from you that we didn't have a chance to get to, but right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. Brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical. Call up to chime in on anything from the show, or if you have something on your mind to discuss with us, you can call 206-803-ROCK. Brad, you are up in Burlington this morning, and I know that the Skagit River and just that 100-year floodplain is like the epicenter of chaos right now. What's going on up there?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's pretty wild, but the craziest thing at, like, you know, where I'm at the moment, and if for your listeners that know, if anybody's familiar with Burlington, I'm right a couple blocks away from the boat launch.
Okay.
There, the dike's built pretty higher, and I feel all right. It's actually the river right now is a couple feet lower than what they predicted it to be. But, you know, at the same time, you never know. I mean, the greatest thing is it's not raining right now, and so that really helps. But, I mean, you go a mile east of me, and people are pretty much screwed, you know. Oh. It's just kind of just how it's, you know, a combination of the elevation and, you know, how well the dikes built their spot. So it's like, it's pretty crazy. I mean, where I'm at, I feel safe, but, yeah, go a mile in any direction, and it's wild.
You know, so you just think about, like, how, like, you know, I think up until, like, a few days ago, we all thought, okay, we'll be fine if it, a little flooding here and there. But then you keep hearing about these record-breaking floods, and that there's still, like, it's not like it's going to be done today. It's nerve-wracking.
Oh, it's wild. And then you look at other areas. Like, I was seeing stuff from Everson, just kind of outside of Bellingham, and downtown Everson is completely underwater. And so there's, you know, there's other rivers and whatnot. But so concrete east of us, about 20 miles east of Burlington, they're the first one that's supposed to be getting hit hard. They're supposed to crest probably here later this morning. But last I heard is that it's a couple feet under what they predicted, which is great. I mean, that doesn't mean it's good because, you know, people are still getting flooded, but it's a little less catastrophic. But I've just been walking on the dike for a couple hours this morning, and, you know, I'll go a quarter of a mile, and it's like, whoa, that's way worse looking than the other way. And so it's, you know, people like, it's crazy, and it just really depends on where you're at. But yeah, you know, I tell people, I'm like, listen to those officials. If they tell you to get out, you know. And if nothing happens, you know, better safe than sorry than, you know, staying home and getting screwed.
And I also love, like, the Washington State Department of Transportation posted, like, it's like basically driving for idiots in floods. Like, hey, if the sign says don't drive here, and there's all this like signage that says don't go there because your car is going to get stuck.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Brad.
Yeah, and the one thing I really want to say is how proud I am of the community. I mean, yesterday seeing all the people that were out, you know, filling sandbags. I mean, I'm talking, I was seeing 7, 8, 9-year-old kids out there doing it. And so the community that's here is just amazing, helping people out. We've got a great, great community in Skagit County.
Well, I've seen it all across Western Washington too, like a lot of, like, the Red Cross, you know, like in Puyallup and different areas where there's, like, places for people to go, because obviously not everyone has friends or family that they could just, like, post up with. And so there's been a lot of that, and I think even the fairgrounds has been opened up for, like, animals.
Yeah, get to that higher ground, for sure. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics and Mailbox Guy. You're in Kent this morning, and we're talking about Wild Waves closing down after next season. What do you remember about Wild Waves?
You have a dabba do, the good days, yep. Hey, my brother, we call him Ray Ray. He'd take his young kids. Now, this is longer than 7 years ago, so I think he's safe. He'd take all the kids to Wild Waves. He'd load them up. He'd have 6, 7 kids. He'd drive up to where you had to pay for parking. He says, hey, I got to drop these kids off to their mom. Where do I? Oh, come on in here. So he goes up front. Now he's got free parking. He gets all, true story, he gets all of the kids out of the car. Now they're all prim and proper, and their towels are folded. He takes all their towels, wrinkles them up, throws them underneath their arms, takes a squirt bottle, messes their hair up, gets them all in line, walks up front gate, and he says, hey, were we supposed to get a stamp on the way out?
Oh,
and the guy's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Stamp. 8 kids, $200-$300. You do the math.
He is exploiting the stupidity of teenagers, and I love it. That's why Wild Waves is closing. It's because of that guy, not their expensive tickets. That's amazing.
I mean,
I could see your dad doing that.
Oh, I can. That would be a Craig Daly move for sure.
Yeah.
He always had a way. There was always a way in, a way to better seats.
Yeah, I love a good scam.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, this is not a scam, Steve Migs. There are actually $55 tickets that have just been released for Unwrapped and Acoustic Holiday. Now, so you want to snatch those up before they're gone.
Can you squirt somebody, get them wet, and then they can get back in?
Yes.
Wait a second. I didn't know it was going to be that kind of party.
You can go and grab those tickets at KISW.com and join us for Unwrapped at Angel of the Winds Arena tomorrow night. Last night, our Seattle Kraken broke their six-game losing streak, and that was a very awesome thing that went down. But there was a very funny moment during the game, and in case you missed it, there was a Kings player who ended up having to crawl across the ice, not because he got hurt, but because his skate blade came off while he was blocking a shot.
It's funny because I was watching the game. It was on TNT. It was an unusual, like, King or Kong. And I was just kind of watching in the background. I'm watching him crawl. I'm like, oh, man, that guy must have got hurt bad, not realizing it was just because his skate blade was off of his skate. And here they are calling the play.
It's played to Jamie Oleksiak, drawn back in the lineup. Warren Fogel with a sprawling shot block, and he's struggling to get to his feet, missing a skate blade. He's going to have to crawl on hands and knees to try to get back to the bench in the run of play. I've never seen that before. Fogel's still trying to make his way over as Evans plays the puck.
I mean, that's saying a lot that, like, if someone, one of the announcers, like, I've never seen that before. And if you watch it, it looks like as if he has no legs. Like, he's just trying to, like, get by on this ice. Like,
he's barely moving.
Yeah.
Shoots it into traffic. The skate blade from Fogel still laying in the King zone.
You see this once in a while in the league. I think players take a different approach. Better learn those single-foot scullings and right? Get to the bench, but he got there. It just took a serious amount of time.
I've never seen a player crawl that far without assistance, but the Kings were under duress momentarily.
And he was crawling with, like, intensity.
It looked like he was running in place almost in some of the times. It was hilarious.
And I love that the announcers were just, like, harping on it then for, like, the rest of that play.
There it is. The evidence. The skate blade on the ice. And Fogel's still having a bit of a lap on the bench. So he goes down. And he decides this is the best strategy. And for him, hands and knees, slowly but surely finds his way there.
Let's go, Kraken.
It's about time they freaking won the game. It was cool seeing all the dads and all the dads. They had all the dads there of the players, and they were all rocking the new, the alternate jersey.
So cool.
And it just looked great, yeah. And at least we finally won a game.
That's right. The Daily Mix Show. Well, speaking of winning, we are doing a great job with Coats for Kids right now at KISW.com. Got another $200 donation from Brenda Trotter. Thank you so much. You can make a donation as well by heading over to KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us in studio. Kayaked here this morning, I heard.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I did. Well, it was part kayak, part swim.
Oh,
I
nice.
Swam until I found a kayak, and then I kayaked the rest of the
time. That's why you're so wet.
Yes. Yes. Wetter than normal.
Yes.
Hey, you're usually moist.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to baby oil up like a pro wrestler. Well, Steve, you know.
I know. That's why I felt like I was about to put my spandex on and just grapple, put you in awe. Never mind.
Saturday Night Ride?
We can do that.
Collar and elbow tie up. Are you in? Anyways, the DMD is brought to you by Pilots Line. We talked about the Kraken. Big win yesterday. They were down 2-1, 25 seconds left. Matty Beniers scores. Then they score in overtime, win the game, snapping their six-game losing streak. They're visiting Utah to take on the Mammoth on Friday night. But the funny thing, we were just talking about how all the Kraken, a bunch of their dads and mentors were there rocking Kraken jerseys. And oddly enough, the Kings, they brought all the players' moms for, like, a mom's little thing as well. It wasn't planned that way, but if you go on the Kraken social media page, there's a picture with all the dads and all the moms.
It's very adorable.
You think any got romantic?
I guarantee it.
Nice. I'm picturing it right now.
The flooding here in the Pacific Northwest has pretty much impacted every area in Western Washington, and evacuation orders have been put in places in Skagit, Snohomish, King, and Pierce counties. Matthew Smith from Fox 13 was in Arlington and had an interesting way to describe the flooding.
Hey there, everybody. Good morning. Matthew Smith here at Fox 13. I will be joining you again a little bit later today on the Fox Local Live Desk, but making a pit stop up in Arlington, Washington. You can probably hear all the water that I'm slogging through right now. Typically, these would actually be soccer fields. Let me kind of spin around and show you. See all the goals off in the distance?
That's crazy that that's a soccer field. Oh, yeah. He's like in a wading pool.
Awful.
Off in the distance. This is near the South Fork of the Stillaguamish, but the north is just over that way. And the concern is if both of these get slammed at the same time, it can get kinky real fast.
Whoa.
If these get slammed at the same time, it can get hinky real fast.
Excuse me?
I'm not going to kink shame the guy if that's what he's into.
I mean, if both are getting slammed, usually it does get kinky.
It does.
Good.
That also, I'm learning a lot about how many newscasters we have here in Western Washington. I've never seen more reporters doing video of them out and about.
Wow, this is their bread and butter when stuff like this happens, right?
Dude, they're coming out of the woodwork. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, and also, speaking of Fox 13 and also weird ways to describe this flood, we've got, was it Abby Oconee, who's the meteorologist for Fox 13? She was in Ording and had this to say.
Major flooding is happening right now at many rivers in Western Washington. I'm meteorologist Abby Oconee with the breakdown. We're here in Ording. This is along the Puyallup River. This thing got to more than 12 feet earlier today. For reference, that's the size of two chief meteorologists, Brian McMillan.
That's one way to describe it.
That's fantastic.
I know.
That's great. Gerke works with some fun people.
Absolutely. Wild Waves is permanently closing after the 2026 season, which will roll through November 1st of next year. And apparently they've been experiencing millions of dollars of losses because of the rising operational costs ever since 2020. Remember that year?
No,
I try not to.
It never happened.
You guys know they do like 21 plus nights there, so we should, you know.
You don't even know.
We've gotten so we said it jokingly on the air. We're like, we need to throw a big bash.
Yeah,
like
us in the men's room.
Yes.
21 plus night at Wild Waves.
Can we call it going balls out at Wild Waves?
Absolutely.
Let's do this.
And get some beach balls.
Yeah. We've had so many people text in saying, let me know when it is, but can you do it on a weekday or a weeknight? Because it gets a little crazy there on the weekends.
Yeah.
Can we get a DJ?
Do like a Tuesday night, get a DJ? Sure.
Daniel,
you know,
DJ.
We know some DJs.
We do.
Yeah, we can listen to My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, we can do emo night.
Yeah. Yes, play the Killers.
Oh, my God.
That'll be amazing. Thursday Night Football is tonight because, well, after all, it is Thursday. And you can check out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're going to be taking on the Atlanta Falcons. As far as weather, yeah, we've got all this stuff going on with the floods. 55 degrees, going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.